same preamble. Obviously, for the pension fund report, we are only going to get an opinion on the financial statements rather than the value for money. There's no value for money in the future. So, broadly speaking, exactly the same things are included in the executive summary. So, again, a slight update to our planning materiality assessment. In terms of the status of the audit, it was complete at the time at which we issued the papers. The only two issues that we were waiting for effectively are things that we do at the very end of the audit. So some receipts for signed letter of representation, which is part of your role today as the committee, and we update our subsequent event reviews and data of registration opinion. The pension fund was also obviously impacted by the same issue that they have described around the McLeod judgments on the May audit. And in relation to the impact on pension fund statements, there's an increase, estimated increase in the liability at note 22 of the financial statements, so it went up by about 2 billion. So not a big number in itself, but in terms of our materiality, our performance materiality, it's of 11.9. I think it's good that the accounts have been adjusted, but it's not material in that sense. There were no unadjusted or adjusted differences that we identified from our audits, so the council compared to a very high quality, for which we are grateful. Just moving on again to the areas of significant risk, so this is on F8 and F9, and then moving through. We have the same risk, overall risk, that is considered in all financial statements around the statements due to fraud or error. This is where we carry out our work in relation to journals, accounting estimates. There is nothing that we need to bring to your attention as a committee. In relation to where we thought, where there was any possibility where management could override controls, that would be in the journal entries at the end of the year. The way in which we carry out the bulk of our assurance for investment income evaluations to do a three-way match across the information that the custodian holds, the information that the current managers hold, and then the information you have in your accounts. It's quite difficult therefore to manipulate that, and so the only thing that could happen is if there is an error or some deliberate change in the journals, which we don't expect to come back to test for. We've carried out that work, and again, there are no issues that we need to bring to your attention. And then moving on to page F10, these were two other areas of focus that we reported in our planning report. One was at the time we brought the planning report to this committee, there was still a review by the pensions regulator, and we're still going through the final processes of that review. And we've been keeping in touch with offices, and we've now seen evidence that we've satisfied the pensions regulator, therefore, from our point of view, that issue is closed. The other risk that has been sat in the pension fund ARR for the entirety of the time I think I've been presenting it here has been differences in membership data. I know that concerned members of this committee. We are satisfied that that has now been corrected, so welcome to the officers who are working through that. There are still a number of pension funds that we audit where they still have those differences, so it is not an easy piece of work to complete. So we'll be pleased to note that we're converting it next year's management. And the final risk was very much around the introduction of the new statements, particularly the IFRS 9. Again, we were satisfied that the subject of some minor changes to the disclosures, the council had made the correct changes to the way in which the account should be presented on the IFRS 9. So, just to summarise, in relation to the pension fund, I'm expecting to issue an unqualified opinion on financial statements, probably on Wednesday. When we've completed all the procedures and got the right backs in the work. So what I'm going to say.
I'm now going to ask any questions or any comments to Adrian, who knows far more about pensions than I do.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, we had a meeting of the pension committee about 10 days ago when we did consider the draft audit report and in some detail, and the committee were happy with this. I'd like to pay tribute to our two excellent officers who deal with who lead the team on pension side, Joe Cook and Joe Bissell, who are both here this morning. Thank you very much for your help. If there are any tricky questions, you can answer them. So again, The only outstanding item, as Helen has said, was this problem about what's called the Macau judgment, which is the most complicated thing you could ever imagine. But basically, when the firefighters' pension scheme was altered a few years back, they tried to, for people who are just about to come to retirement, they tried to smooth it out a little bit, give them some extra benefits. But it was held that that wasn't fair on all the other people in the pension scheme. That's really what it's all about. But it's a small amount, and the £2 million difference, which Helen has spoken of, correct me if I'm wrong, would not be a loss to a council, it would be a decrease in the assets of the pension funds. So it would directly affect the accounts of the other people which will have for the full pension fund. Thank you.
Any other questions from anybody else? Noted silence. So we'll go for a proposer and seconder. And Adrian will second. And go for the vote.
Done. Yes.
Thank you. Just as you've made Stuart very, very happy with two unqualified, then that's a worthwhile tip for you. Right. Now we can move